Hello everyone, this is Kamal. In this poster, I am showing the results of IPAR, which is instantaneous photosynthetically available radiation prediction models based on neural network for ocean waters. So IPAR is the irradiance integrated in visible part of electromagnetic spectrum, which is used by phytoplanktons for the photosynthesis. It is measured in the flux of photons units. So why is it important to study IPAR is that, you know, this is the main parameter that is used in global primary production models to estimate the net primary productivity. And estimating net primary productivity has direct link to the fixation of atmospheric carbon dioxide inside ocean. So in a general case, we can say, you know, it has direct linked to understanding the global warming and the atmospheric carbon dioxide cycle. So estimation of surface IPAR just below the ocean surface is not that difficult. We can estimate it using some regression analysis or some in situ measurement or radiative transfer models, but determination of underwater light field using radiative transfer techniques are computationally expensive and very time consuming. So one has to rely on either empirical or semi-analytical models to determine the IPAR subsurface profile. However, empirical models are parameterized by chlorophyll A concentration only, so cannot be used for the coastal waters, and semi-analytical models are also found to show significant deviation in highly turbid water conditions. So to address those limitations, we propose here to develop IPAR prediction model using neural network. For this purpose, we simulated 8,000 cases of open ocean and 8,000 cases of coastal waters conditions using the radiative transfer method based on successive order of scattering method. I have shown the range of parameters under the data section in table 1 and table 2 for open ocean and coastal waters. So once we get the IPAR profile from radiative transfer simulation, we can model the IPAR vertical profile using a single exponential decay function with two parameters, K1 and K2, where K1 and K2 are independent of the depth but depend on atmospheric and oceanic conditions. So neural networks are designed to predict three parameters, the surface IPAR, K1 and K2. Once we get these three parameters, then we can obtain the IPAR vertical profile up to euphotic zone depth, which is the important section of the ocean where photosynthesis takes place. So we also carried out some correlation matrix analysis to find out what are the influential factors which determine the surface IPAR and K1 and K2 values, and it can be seen under the IPAR influential factor section. So in the result and discussion section, I have shown the prediction abilities of neural network model. It can be seen from figure 4. The neural network model predict IPAR pretty well with root mean square error of like 12, where the ranges of parameters are from 1000 to 2000. Also, K1 and K2 parameters are predicted very well for both open ocean and coastal waters. So we also compared the neural network model performance with existing semi-analytical models. So for that, we calculated the diffuse attenuation coefficient at different depths. For example, for open ocean, we calculated it up to 100 meters. And for coastal waters, we calculate it up to 20 meters and compare it with the diffuse attenuation coefficient calculated from SM analytical model developed by Lee et al. 2005. So while looking at the results, we can see the neural network predicts the attenuation coefficient for open ocean and coastal waters pretty accurately. However, the semi-analytical models fail to capture the attenuation of light in coastal waters and show very significant deviation from the true values. That may be because, you know, the in coastal waters are very complex and there are, you know, many factors determining it. One thing is that in highly turbid coastal waters, backscattering fraction also plays a major role. It has significant role. It can be seen in correlation matrix analysis and in other literatures as well. However, the semiotical model that I am showing here have not considered that fraction as input while developing their model and, you know, preparing their data set. So, and other things is the range of parameters that we are using are much wider and are most applicable to the environments, ocean and atmospheric environment found over the global oceans. So we present these neural network hyper prediction models as a supplement or as a complement to overcome the limitations of semi-analytical and empirical models, and can be used to retrieve hyper in a global scale and can be used in the primary production models for the calculation of primary productivity. Thank you.